The Goma Peace Conference in January was supposed to have brought a measure of stability to conflict-ridden parts of eastern Congo, but it has not. A ceasefire between Congolese renegade General Laurent Nkunda and the Congolese government remains shaky. Spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, Marcel Aizad, tells VOA life in North and South Kivu remains dangerous. He says skirmishes among armed groups are frequent, and tens of thousands of displaced people are too afraid to go home.
They need to be sure that nothing will happen to them, especially rape is definitely a huge problem since long time, unfortunately. It's not a new phenomenon, but it's going on. So obviously, that is one of the issues that people are very afraid of, and that's the reason they prefer to be displaced before going back under an uncertain situation.
The ICRC is appealing for an additional $8 million to finance increased activities in the region. Aizad says the Red Cross has begun distributing a three-month supply of food rations to more than 37,000 displaced people.
And then also what we call the essential household items, cooking pots, clothing, different household items to over 115,000 displaced people. And then we also want to distribute seeds and agricultural tools to 30,000 civilians who are returning home and 10,000 households who are hosting displaced families, so to allow them to grow sufficient food, to become self-sufficient and not to depend on food aid.
The ICRC, along with the Congolese Red Cross, runs centers where raped and sexually abused women can find refuge and get medical and psychological help. But Aizad says this is not nearly enough to meet the enormous needs. Aizad says the Red Cross will expand support to victims of sexual violence and continue to provide surgical expertise and medical supplies to hospitals treating the wounded. In addition, he says the ICRC will continue to document allegations of violations of international humanitarian law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.